This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? If you want to find unique diversity, and if you want to find a wide range of different below-ground organisms, you don't have to travel around the world. You can walk across Central Park. That statement comes from Noah Ferrer, an ecology and evolutionary biology professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. He's also a co-author of a study that uncovered the surprisingly large diversity of subterranean microbial life at the 843-acre green rectangle in the heart of Manhattan. The research is in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B. Investigators looked at 596 separate soil samples from the park and found thousands of different types of microbes. They also compared those microbes with those living in 52 other soil samples taken from all around the planet. The park had organisms that also exist in deserts, frozen tundra, forests, rainforests, and prairies. Antarctica was the only area that had microbes that did not overlap with those found in Central Park, and only a small percentage of the park's microbes were found to be already listed in databases. The variety of microbes probably reflects a diversity of soil conditions within the park. Seems that New York is a melting pot for people above the surface and for microbes beneath it. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.